I've come to talk with you again. Yeah, I'm going to turn on the gain on this a little bit. One second. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because envision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain, it still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never shared. No one did echo the will of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway wall and tenement hall. Distant the sound of silence. A fool said, I do not know. Silence is like a cancer growth. Take my arms that I might reach you. Take my words that I might teach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. What's up, guys? I'm just going to do a quick stream here, take some piano requests, see what you guys are up to. Great day so far today. I hope you guys are having a good day, but I enjoy playing piano with you guys at night. So hit me with some requests. And let's enjoy some piano. F Twitter. Oh, yeah. My at Owen Comedy account on Twitter got kicked off, which is just, it's hilarious, actually. So it's someone else who is doing tweets kind of just like sharing when I'm going live and stuff. It was exponential growth of like impressions and everything. It wasn't me. It wasn't banned. And they just shut it down because, I mean, it's really obvious what it is. It's just they can't have people question gatekeepers or try to raise the humanity of people. You know, and it doesn't matter. It's just, it only hurts them. It doesn't hurt us. But Coddington Bear, that sweet, sweet boy, he had got our following up to like 30,000 followers. And so I know that affected him a little bit. But anybody that doesn't find us here or unauthorized or whatever, they're not real anyway. They're just like, they're just opportunists looking for some gravy. Wow, that's ridiculous. It's completely expected. That's why when he told me, I literally just snickered. And I'm not being a special boy when I say that. I'm not like, I want to be kicked off. It makes sense. I mean, I thought it would last longer because I never logged in and Coddington has a way of not being super aggressive like I am. But it's just so dumb. It's like you can't function if you kick off the people that people want to hear from. And that's why I think my biggest threat to some of this narrative is that I'll mock Hollywood and Dennis Prager and Crowder, and they can't have that one bit. Gatekeepers are very important for the narrative structure, but they don't work anymore anyway, but just let them have their fun. Let Steven Crowder think that his sterile existence with no kids, but he'll get a plane and then he'll be happy. Yeah, Cod's depressed. Congratulations on your affiliated banning. Yeah, I don't trust anyone that hasn't been banned, so I wasn't trusting Coddington until he got banned. Are you officially kicked off everything now? I've been kicked off everything, but also not at all. We have our own unauthorized. We have DLive. This is what they do now, guys. This isn't, and if you think that you're going to be spared, you won't. It's like it keeps the alligator keeps getting closer and closer and closer to everybody. And the people that think that until it comes to them, it's not going to affect them. Oh, it's just these bigot, racist, homophobic comedians. No. There's going to come a time where if you don't actively verbalize your consent for trans kids, abortion, war, like you name it, you're out. And so, which is fine. It just makes it so no one wants to be there. It's like celebrities. Like celebrities have become so just disgusting and condescending that people don't care what they have to say anymore. I don't know a single person that like is like, well, Tom Hanks said it, so I got to do it. They can't handle legends. No. And I was talking to my wife about this. It's almost like back in high school or middle school when there'd be the popular kids. And if they wielded their power badly, where they were like, it was like, you can't hang out with us. We're the cool kids and make people feel bad. And they could do that to a point until people are like, yeah, you're not the cool kids anymore. Like, we're now the cool kids. They're like, yeah, right. No, we're the cool kids. You can't hang out. And everyone's like, we don't want to anymore. And if you've noticed, they never seem to realize it. You know, like 10 years later, they still think they're like the cool kids and that they're just like alone at a bar and no one wants to be around them. And I see that happening with social media. It's like, you can't be on Twitter. And so then they have these monopolies where they won't allow competition. But in reality, it's like, we don't even want to be there anymore then. And that's what they're losing. And they're losing it very quickly. Like if you don't have trust in your government or your dollar or, you know, the media and stuff, it doesn't have any value. And it's like, I don't really care. I'm just like, let them just keep doing their thing. I checked Tom Hanks' Instagram. You're right. People are spiraling in his comments. Yeah, it's really creepy. Ari Shaffir got canceled for mocking Kobe's death, I think. I don't care. They don't get canceled, guys. He'll still be doing Rogan in a month, and then he'll have another thing. It's like, he's so over, like, inflated anyway, that what does canceled mean? He's not going to get hundreds of thousands of free dollars. I don't know what that even means. Jaron had a little skid with a young geek singing Cool Kids. Great analogy. That's exactly what it is. And it's like you can run on the fumes of trust and like social shame and stuff for a little while. And then it gets to the point where I'm like, where the average person would be like, you know, like the cool kids, they were cool because they had like a few beers and like cigarettes or like because they had a car. You know, it gets to the point where people are like, yeah, we have cars too. And they're like, yeah, we don't have cigarettes. And it's like, yeah, that's a good point. And then people are like, yeah, cigarettes are actually kind of bad for you, man. It's like, but I got cigarettes. Because, like, it's just so dumb. It's like, there's no value. Do you really want to go watch Steven Crowder and Ben Shapiro live action role play with Alexander Ocasio-Cortez? And everyone knows it's fake. It's just like, the left wing is the... is the real problem with Ocasio-Cortez and her cow farts. And Ocasio-Cortez, the right wing, our bigot racist home. If you're a white person, you're evil. And everyone's like, are we still watching this? No one's started to suggest any solutions. And meanwhile, a bunch of people are doing solutions and living great lives and crushing and learning and building. And these people still think we want to be part of their club. Like right now, if like Tom Hanks or Dennis Prager invited me to like their birthday party, I'd be like, no, there's no way. And you know, I'm being honest. That's not like, Yeah. It's like there will be no merriment. There would be no fun. There would be no laughs. It would just be Shapiro won't cancel himself. Neither will the Mercers. But see, the thing is, it doesn't. Okay, Busy Phillips had a show on that was sponsored by the E Channel that was on YouTube. She had millions of dollars of sponsorships. Not only was she not, the algorithms were not hiding her like they do us. She was getting promoted endlessly. I think her biggest video had like 8,000 views, 10,000 views. It was like her talking to celebrities, like major celebrities. And this like, oh my God, I'm sitting down here with this wicked celebrity. And it's like, and YouTube was pumping the algorithms, advertisements. And it'd be like 10,000 people clicked on it total in the whole YouTube. Meanwhile, my like, I got raped by Matt Damon, got like 800,000 videos, and I shot it with a cell phone with my wife, and they tried to hide it. What's the point? This isn't unfair. I'm not upset. It's like, if no one wants to watch you, it doesn't work. How are you supposed to influence people? How are you supposed to be an influencer if no one likes you? So it's like, the E-Channel's like, we get Busy Phillips, you know, the big abortion advocate who like thinks abortion is great. And then she's going to sit down with, and everybody wants to see what she says to Will Smith and all that. And everyone's like, dude, we hate this. Unless it's pumped into your living room, like unless it's like CNN at the airport, no one will click it. And I remember even when I was, right before I left Hollywood, there was shows on Comedy Central that would get less. It was a 0.02. This one like hipster SJW soy boy show that they pumped got a 0.02 rating. That means 20,000 total people watched it on that big of a network. And they don't stop. They're just like, yeah, but we're the cool kids. It's like, no, you're not. You're not. And if you look at my graph on the Twitter that just got deleted, it's like exponential growth. And they're like, free market, the best one wins. Now, you guys, and see, this is when monopolies fail, because the illusion that it's a free market and it's like the best will win is obviously not true. Everybody alive is like, what happened to my favorite thing I listened to? Now they say that we can't listen to it anymore. All right, what do you guys want to hear? Trevor, Noah, literally the word. It's horrible. And it's not by design. It's because they can't. It's crazy. It's fine. NBC News, over 6,000 cases of coronavirus in China. 133 dead. Well, guys, I know people. It's so disappointing when I see people not grow. People are like, man, it's coming. That's the first horse pestilence. And I'm like, where'd you get your information from? I'll tell you where you got it. The Chinese government and then the media. So the media got their information from the Chinese government and then reported it to you. I'm like, how many people have you ever met that has coronavirus? How many people do you know that know anyone that has coronavirus? Like, you're an idiot. The media. I'm like, we've already established that the media lies endlessly. The Chinese government, we've already established, lies. So in what way would you trust something that was told to you by the media that we've already established hates you? And they got it from the Chinese government. And they're like, you're going to be dead while I'm alive. I'm like, dude, like, how do you not grow out of the trauma cycle? It's like, well, if it comes, you'll look foolish. I'm like, if a plague actually comes, the last thing I care about is if I was wrong about the plague. I will bet any amount of money. No, I know it's not real. I laughed so hard at the Bob Dylan version of 6 Million. Thanks. What do you guys want to hear? 90,000 people is 0.1 of the Chinese population. There are 1 billion people in China. Sheesh, the flu kills more people. I just don't know why anyone would care at all. Guys, that more people have been aborted in the last hour in America. Like, people just go with what the emotional triggers on media. So my recommendation is please stop watching it. If you can't control yourself Like, if you know the media is bad, but when you watch it, you'll get scared, don't watch it anymore. You don't have a tolerance for it. You can't detach from it and laugh at it. All right. I know more people had Lyme disease. Yeah, Lyme disease is real. And I know the backstory of that one. Once you see the gematria, you can't unsee it. Dude, no, people unsee it all the time. I know people that know the media is terrible, that know that the Chinese government isn't exactly trustworthy, and they still are like, it's coming, because they want it to. They want it to. That's the sad reality. They want horror. Well, they're addicted to fear. It's awful. Time right now, faith squashes fear, and I hate living in fear. Thanks for the no despair. Yeah, it's a great time to be alive, but it's a lot of spells running around. You're the man, Big Bear. Thank you for playing my song request. No problem. Yeah, like imagine anyone in a coma for, like, let's say someone went into a coma in 1988 and then they woke up today and just say, hey man, how do you feel about Muslims? You'd be like, kind of weird guys that just kind of, yeah, they're cool. They seem like harmless. Like, well, since you've been unconscious, it's like, how do you feel about cisgender? It's like, what? What does gender even mean? You mean the sex? It'd just be like, the person wouldn't believe it. They would be like, it's like, where do I begin? Okay, well, these two giant buildings in New York City, Oakland in the house. What up? And They got Connington's Twitter, another badge for the sash. Yeah, Connington's Twitter got nuked, and it was over literally nothing. It just keeps proving the point, and people see it all the time. Like, the big empire, the big bad wolf, like America and stuff, you know, on the world stage, they have to be perceived as the victim or, you know, moral or just or free market or something, or else none of it works. And so that's what I'm watching decay is like, they have to have the illusion of a free market, the illusion that like taxes go to like our communities, or else it's just, we'll still do it. Like, we'll still pay taxes. We'll still like, but it doesn't really work anymore as well. And so that's why corruption really hurts the corrupt. Remember, you're here forever. You're the best, BB. Oh yeah. And it's like, well, no matter what'll happen, we're, it'll be fine because we have trust. Trust is the most valuable thing these days. It's like, it's all good. I've tried to teach this stuff for years now. And it's like, if they don't want to learn, it's not on my shoulders. You know, like a lot of those comedians that thought they were pulling a fast one and that I was a fool for sticking to my morality and what I knew to be true. And they got to stay in Hollywood and they kept all their agents. None of them have any work. Nobody watches TV. There's no money in it. None. And if you're not part of the Netflix agenda, you don't work. Doesn't matter how funny you are. In fact, if you're funny, you're not going to work. And so those same people that thought they were getting away with something, it's just like, do you not see where that goes? All right. Can you play Linus and Lucy? Sure. This is Kindenberg going on Twitter trying to like log in to see like all his tweets. He's been building this account, you know. And this is Kindenberg. I'm gonna log into Twitter. I got 30,000 followers. I've been building this for years. What? Again? They canceled sauna tonight? Yeah, can you tell by my cheeks? Yeah, I took a sauna. It's like, I mean, for what? I don't even say anything offensive. I've been doing this properly. And Crowder does it? Do you know girl with the flaxen hair? No. Can't be grumpy to this tune. No, you can't. You can't be grumpy to that first tune, but you also can't be super peppy to Moonlight. Like, you can't be like, yes, wow, what a beautiful day. I'm just going to smell all the lilies and the daffodils. Look, a butterfly just landed on my nose. And this one, you can't be like, "5G is going to kill my boner." Sauna Cheeks Benjamin. Yeah, it was crushing 180 degrees. The helicopter that crashed wasn't even COVID. I don't care. Don't care. He may be alive, maybe dead. It's all so dumb. I mean, I'll care if you make it funny. I'll care if you bring gravy to it. But like when people are like, yeah, there's a lot of foot going on with this Kobe death. I'm like, you mean celebrity deaths make no sense and are obviously grabbles? Yeah. BB, looks like your butt shaper friend from LA is guilting you into slimming down again. No, it's not about him. It's about killing the grabber gut bacteria for sugar cravings. What was the sad bike thief song? Oh, I don't remember it right now. I learned it for like a day. I'm pretty tired, guys. I'm not going to like bust my ass right now. That's good skit. Emotions being the opposite of the music. Yeah. Like bad soundtrack guy. You know, it's like, hey, I think you're beautiful. You want to sometime? No, this isn't supposed to be ominous. But now it sounds like I'm planning a rape. You know, like if this was,
puts the lotion in the basket. She puts the lotion in the basket. Or she gets the hose again. She puts the lotion in the basket. This song is not, it's too hopeful. She puts the lotion in the basket. 6 million Jews died here at Auschwitz. If only I could have saved more, like you. Or you, I could have saved more Jews. But so many were burned and turned into soap. I can't even count them. Such horror. Never forget. Never forget. Like, it doesn't sound bad. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your first window into the fun world of emotional manipulation. Like, if there was a movie, you could put the soundtrack of Canon and D to Schindler's List, and the entire movie changes. Or it's like, or if it's like what's a movie that everybody, like, thinks is great? I don't know. I don't even care. It puts the lotion on the skin. It's like, it puts the lotion. Actually, that could add a weird layer to it. Such lovely lampshades. Yeah. But you don't even have to change anything. That's what makes it so funny, is you can literally let me just read a monologue from Schindler's. It doesn't even have to have any jokes in it. I don't know. This is all gravelly. Like, what's a really... Oh, I got one. Apocalypse Now monologue. There we go. Colonel Coots monologue at the end. There we go. I've seen horrors. Horrors that you've seen. But you have no right to call me a murderer. You have a right to kill me. You have no right. You have a right to do that, but you have no right to judge me. It's impossible for words to describe what is necessary to those who do not know what horror means. Horror. Horror has a face, and you must make friends with horror. Horror and moral terror are your friends. If they are not, then they are enemies to be feared. They are truly enemies. I remember when I was with Special Forces. Seems 1,000 centuries ago. We went to a little camp to inoculate the children. We left the camp after we had inoculated the children for polio. And this old man came running after us and he was crying. He couldn't see. We went back and they had hacked off every arm of every inoculated arm. There they were in a pile. A pile of little arms. And I remember, I cried. I wept, like some grandmother. I wanted to tear my teeth out. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I wanted to remember it. I never wanted to forget it. I never wanted to forget it. And then I realized, like I was shot with a diamond bullet right through my forehead. And I thought, my God, the genius of that. The genius. The will to do that. Perfect, genuine, complete, crystalline, pure. And then I realized they were stronger than we, because they could stand and stand that these were not monsters. These were men. Trained cadres. These men who fought with their hearts, with their families, who had children, who were filled with love. But they had the strength to do that. If I had 10,000 divisions of men, our troubles here would be over very quickly. You have to have men who are moral. At the same time, who are able to utilize their primordial instincts to kill without feeling, without passion, without judgment. Without judgment. Because it's judgment. It's judgment that defeats us. Happy holidays. Every kiss begins with K.
I mean, that's one of the most horrifying monologues in the history of movies. And when you hear it that way, you're like, yeah, the will. Maybe those people knew about the polio vaccine. Maybe they're like, they're trying to give our kids cancer. One arm is better than no arm. Yeah, I mean, now that knowing what I know now, I'm like, they did what they had to do to get rid of the polio vaccine. It's like, they're like, we just came in to inoculate the children. They're like, grab our vaccines. It was a great movie. Dude, it's so intense. I don't know, though. I mean, it's artistically very well done, but it's dark. I can't really, like, totally recommend that movie because there's so much. Actually, I mean, if you're an adult, it's probably worth seeing. It's intense. The horror. Yeah, it's like that happens a lot to people, too. It's like when people are abused a ton when they're kids or when they're they witness a bunch of stuff, like they start praising the horror because they can't handle it any other way. And then they think, wow, you're truly free to do anything. And I'm not talking about monsters. I'm talking about normal men that just have the will to do what it takes. Guys, what I'm describing is pure evil. It's evil that's even worse than just like monster evil. Like she puts the lotion in the basket. Like what I'm describing is like people thinking they can cross all morality to fulfill a mission. Well, guess what? You can't do that, you know? Like if you have to cut off the arms of a bunch of children and put them in a pile to like win your war, I don't know, man. That's not freedom to me. That's complete mental breakdown. I saw that movie when I was a kid. I don't have the balls to go back to it. I've seen it a couple times. I put Apocalypse Now up there as one of the greatest movies of all time. Yeah, I mean, it's powerful, but it's, I mean, the dude who directed it, like, went kind of crazy directing it. Heart of Darkness, yeah. The horror. You have a right to kill me, but you don't have a right to judge me. That's so intense. That's how rollerblading accidents happen. Exactly. If you have people willing to cross all morality to fulfill an objective based on information, that information is extremely easy to swap out. You can get people so fired up to think that you have an enemy, like this huge enemy, and if you don't, you know, kill a bunch of kids and all this stuff, like that, guys, this is how these people think. Like this is how a lot of the most evil people in the world think. They're like, if I don't do this, you know, the greater good. You know, like these eugenicists, the Planned Parenthood abortionists, like they're not like, I just love killing babies. They're like, this is for the greater good. I have the strength to be full of horror. It's like that dude in Avengers, you know, Thanos. And when people were starting to see like, man, Thanos, he really had the strength to do what needed to be done. I'm like, genocide, guys? Like he doesn't know what works and what doesn't. His planet may have been grabbled because of in banking. He's like, there's too many people. It's like, you sure it wasn't an upside-down economy? If you, like, look at the Chinese. Yeah, growing up with Chinese parents, we could not watch nudity, but we could watch any level of violence. Well, look at what they did with their abortions. Like, every family could only have one kid, and now they have a really bad population problem. They don't have population replacement, and they have, like, 30 million more men than women, because everyone kept killing their daughters for the greater good. You can't make those decisions. It never works. So now China has too few people coming in and way too many dudes that can't get married. And so you can't override morality because you think you know a better answer than everybody. If you asked me 5 years ago, if it was like, or 10 years ago, you said 10 years ago, no, 5 years ago, you have a license to kill. Go take out all the bad guys for the greater good. The people I would have picked, looking back now, were not the cause of evil. But at the time, I would have thought so. And that's when I developed humility with that. Not that I ever would have done that, but China needs women. Yeah. We should ask AI which group race needs to be exterminated. AI knows all. Right. I know. That's why it's up to you to protect yourself and be healthy and thrive and have a community and all that, because these people are, you know, it's so weird and dumb. They always end up imploding. Now they have to send out all their men to Africa. Right. It didn't. It never works. Like, look at the. We're gonna sell cars so cheap so the poor can have cars. All it did is tank the car market. A bunch of dealerships went out of business that have been there for like 50 years. When you think you can reshape the world, it always backfires. You know, it's like we can design your agenda if we start young enough. The reason that everyone keeps killing themselves when they have their sex changed later in life is because it's too late. We have to start younger. How young? Like 18? No, 3. We start at 3. We can morph them into whatever we want. And then everyone can be pure. And that's the suicide rate goes even higher. Well, I think that if we can be efficient, if the borders are open, then the global economy will thrive because, you know, we will truly get the lowest priced objects in the entire world because everything will be as cheap. It's like, yeah, but then every human being is a slave and has to move all around the world to get the lowest possible wage and can't have a family or community. It's like, but a pencil will be only 5 cents. It's like, yeah, but everyone will be dead. My fiance said a Mercedes wasn't a family car. All right, what do you guys want to hear next? Give them enough rope and evil will always hang themselves. Just be patient. Always. It's all about sustaining. Look at the Amish. Dude, I saw a Chinese government documentary about a tiny Chinese man marrying a huge African giantess. They're testing the waters. Hilarious. I mean, one thing I'll give the Chinese is they're willing to like figure out how to fix problems and just kind of go with it. You know, they're not complainers. They're like, looks like we're going to need some giant blacks. What was his suicide rate in ancient Sparta? Probably 0. Trying to normalize what they already do to their own kid. Well, yeah, it's just a mess. Comfortably numb? No problem. All right, let me get comfortably numb going. Amish, get it, dude. It's about surviving. Let other people make their mistakes and just keep crushing. Because if you try and fix evil and cure evil, you're doing the same thing they're doing. You know, when you thrive, you will wake people up that we're on a bad path, but you can't go in to the jungle and convince Colonel Kurtz that pile of arms wasn't an act of will. Like, there's no way to like push that on him. You just have to get out of there. All right. What was I just going to do? I forgot already. Oh, yeah, yeah. Comfortably numb. Comfortably numb. All right. The horror. You have a right to kill me, but you do not have a right to judge me. That's good writing, man. That's what that guy would say. Like, that's why the movie was good. Hello. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on now. I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax. I'll need some information. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I had a fever. My hands felt just like two balloons. Now I've got the feeling once again. I can't explain, you would not understand. This is not how I am. I have become comfortably numb.
just a little pinprick. There'll be no more ah, but you may feel a little sick. Can you stand up? I do believe it's working good. That'll keep you going for the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship, smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse. Out of the corner of my eye, I turned to look, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child is grown, the dream is gone.
Good tune. All right, I'll stay for like 10 more minutes and then I gotta roll. I just wanna jam with the Bears. Song gives me the chills. It's a beautiful song. It's incredible. My head felt like two balloons. Yeah, it's like you have this memory, this feeling. It's not even a memory, it's like an interdimensional thing, like a wave, a vibration. You know, it's like you can't even describe it from your childhood. And every time you turn to look at it and like analyze it, it's gone. And you can almost see it, but it's not quite there. It's just so beautiful. Wish you were here. No problem. Yeah, the dream is gone. I have become comfortably numb. Yeah, but it's like, it's a state of mind that everyone felt as a very young child that they cannot quite put their finger on, you know? Crushing Bieber, thanks. Barely caught the stream. All right.
Thank you. living in a fishbowl year after year, running over the same old ground. Have we found same old tears? Wish you were here. Floating down through the clouds, memories come rushing up to meet me now. But in the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. And as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, you take her frail hand and hold on to the dream. A place to stay, enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. Can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control. And everyone has recourse to the law, and no one kills the children anymore. No one kills the children anymore. Going round and round my brain, the dream is driving me insane. In the corner of some foreign field, the gunner sleeps tonight. What's done is done. We cannot just write off this final scene.
Gunner's dream for you. What else you guys want to hear?
What else y'all want to hear?
Yeah, if you want to send a tip to P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, go ahead and throw a tip in the piano man's jar.
Who never had time for a wife.
And he's talking with Davy, who's still in the Navy, and probably will be for life. And the piano sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer. And they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, "Man, what are you doing here?" And they go, "La la la, diddy da, la la, diddy da, da da." Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight, 'cause we're all in the mood for a memory, and you've got us feeling all right.
Playing that right after playing Comfortably Numb, there's so many crossover ideas. It's like there was. It's a song that I once knew as a younger man. I'm not really sure how it goes anymore. Does anyone remember? You know. A fleeting glimpse, I turned to look and it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child has grown, the dream is gone, right? It's like, sing us a song, piano man. You make us feel good. There's a song I remember. I can't really quite remember it, but you're getting me there. And it's like all these people, they're this close to remembering. And then want to talk about more remembering? Does anybody here remember Vera Lynn? Remember how she said that we will meet again some sunny day? Vera, Vera, what has become of you? Does anybody else in here feel the way I do? This is the first day of my life. Think I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain, suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours was the first face that I saw. Thank you. BB. Oh, I hope it's tears of joy. The nipples placenta is live with a lab coat 6 months behind the... who cares? He's a... There's like certain decisions people make in their life, and you can just see that there's growth potential, and then there's acceptance of gravel. And it's like... there's a moment when I had to really show people what that guy really was, and that time has passed. At this point, if you're like, man, I really got to tune into that guy, it's like, all right, I'll see you around, man. Does anyone have any thoughts, any questions, anything you want to talk about? the chat's been so awesome. Ever since we've done members only again, it's just so much more positive. People leave happier. They're like, wow, people are pretty cool. You go into other chats and it's just like, cortisol tourists. Thanks for the lemons, everybody. I appreciate it. Got me at home like, bless your soul. Loving it, BB. Yes, I requested this. Glad I reloaded the stream when it crashed. BB, you're on point. Thank you. And the poor sweet Prince Coddington Bear has been running my Twitter now since I got kicked off at Owen Comedy. And he's been real, real careful. He doesn't act like me on Twitter. Very professional. Just, you know, Coddington Bear. 30,000 followers, and they just banned him today, and he was very upset. And it's a little funny because I could tell that the sweet boy was hurt. It's not funny that he's hurt, but it's like he was trying not to be. But it's like that's what Twitter does now. Just to fill you in from the beginning conversation, they're kicking out anything that people actually want to read or hear about. Because they know what everyone else wants. Well, too bad. That doesn't work in reality. Beautiful vibe tonight. Thank you. Yeah, I was really enjoying the sound of my piano tonight. The poor sweet prince. Yeah, he's a sweet boy. Have you heard about the baby yet? Not yet. You guys, I'll let you guys know when I do. I've always wondered about those lines. He could have been talking about a single person or a group. Do you think you're in control? Yeah, I just feel like it's very true lyrics. I try not to overthink. I just try and apply it to like what I think it means in my life. I don't know. It's always jarring when there's individuals who just press a button and are indifferent about you. No, but those people aren't indifferent about you or they wouldn't have kicked you off. They don't like crushing. You know, it's not indifferent. It's the opposite of indifferent. Like if I just went out in the woods and just like slapped a random like squirrel, would that make me indifferent? No. Maybe we're expecting the fact that we were like on the rise, like a lot of clicks, a lot of followers, growth, no vulgarity, nothing like that. And they had to access it. That's the opposite of indifference. Community is where it's at regardless of the platform. Right. They just keep teaching us what matters in life and what you can count on. Twitter may not like you, but we bears love our sweet, sweet prince. That's a fact. So does this open up new tasks for Coddington? No, he already has at Owen Comedy on Instagram. You can follow on at Owen Benjamin on Gab. I don't know. You guys always end up here anyway. It's unauthorized.tv isn't going anywhere. Subscribe there. BitChute, you know, the YouTube Clips channels. We live in a time where companies aren't acting in their own best interest, and the terms and conditions are whatever they want it to be. And it's not a strength, guys. They're easily pushed because of corruption. And so then they end up, you know, not acting in their own best interest. And it's just a time to take note of that and just understand what you can and can't rely on and grow a new culture of like, well, yeah, you can follow me here today. Hopefully it lasts. If not, it doesn't, you know, because that's the reality. And once you see it, it doesn't really bother you because you don't expect it to last because you have no trust in these companies. And what makes a company valuable? Trust. Brands. A brand is when someone sees it, they know its quality. They know they can rely on it. That's the entire point of a brand. Like CNN, it doesn't work if you look at CNN and you think that's a lie. If you look at Twitter and you say, oh, these are all the people that they've allowed me to see because they kicked off everybody funny. Anyone in business will tell you that it goes against them. And it goes against, even if they're propped up with like funding and stuff and they're all doing it, it requires you to like it, to look at it, or else it doesn't move any needle. The media is eating itself alive. It's actually worse. Dude, it's hilarious. It's like watching a junkie trying to do more and more coke to stay awake and just it doesn't work. If you are here, you can throw the invite link for my bear Discord in the chat. Convergence is corporate cancer. Yep. Social Galactic will be the sweet, sweet prince. Telegram might have sour prince. Hilarious. Oh, yeah, he's on Telegram too, right? Is it Owen Benjamin on Telegram? I don't know how Telegram works. Any hints of tomorrow's gravy, Big Bear? No. It might be a simple one. I've been going pretty, I've been swinging for the fence lately. It might just be mellow. My grandma cried when you read my letter today, Big Bear. Love the change. Oh, sweet, Olive Bear. That was a very touching letter. Can't wait to get to Social Galactic. I'm going to take all my stuff over there. Yeah, and it's simple. There's no trolling there. It's clean speech. And if people don't like it, they're going to get kicked off, which is fine. It's great. I used to think chakra stuff was dumb. It's not 100%, but once you see it, you can't unsee it, like moon hoax. Yeah, there's vibrational existences. I don't know about exactly where chakras are and stuff. That doesn't fully make sense to me, but they're trying too hard to control what won't, and it's not going to end well for them. Yeah, I mean, there's no way for anything to end well if that is your goal anyway. Like, even if people believe it, it doesn't end well because you have to constantly manipulate and change to keep your power. And you can never relax. That's why they say there's no rest for the wicked. It used to bother me a lot. I felt like I was being, it was like preposterously unfair. But as time goes on, like, I'm about to talk to my buddy in like 10 minutes. Let me just read you. He said I could read his text. Give me one second. Yeah, this is a bear. This is a dude I was with in Idaho. You'll like this story. I think a lot of people relate. I asked him if I could read it, so it's all good. Hang on. One second. One second. All right. So when I left law enforcement, our agency was going through hard times. Me and a lot of officers got pulled into an office and blackmailed by our administrator. Found out yesterday one was arrested and fired for beating a woman who he was cheating with his wife, and the other was fired for corruption and walked out of the PD by the feds. He tried to apply to my buddy's agency and they denied him. Shared this to echo with you what you have said. They will make their own hell. Romans 12:19. Homeland Security hired me back on because they knew it was all bullshit. I just couldn't do it anymore after seeing that kind of evil face to face. I was done with the politics, so I moved to Idaho. All my cop buddies helped me start this company. Fought through the anger, despair. It was hard. Thought about suing or taking revenge. Decided to focus all my energy on building something positive. Built this company, and it has been the best thing I've ever done. At the beginning of 2019, for the first time, I felt a hint of despair again. Between the global birth lie and the anti-gunner trying to shut down our Idaho range, found out a comedian I liked who left California and had some crazy stuff happen too. Got inspired to build again, and this is what I built and crushed in 2019. You see this great group of guys, this company, raised bed gardens, and a pregnancy test for positive. You know, it's like that's what people are going through right now, where it's like you go through these anger feelings and despair when you're like, it's unfair. You know, these people tried to like are corrupt and they're getting raises and they're getting promotions. And then just wait, stay the course. You know, and the people there don't want it corrupt. The people in some of these alphabet agencies and some of these enforcement agencies, the people just are like, they're coming for us. They're dudes. They don't like corruption. You know, and so when people do the right thing and bail, at first it's really hard. You know, at first it's like, why do they like this? You know, he's really good at his job, really successful, ranking, crushing. This is what he's born to do. He's a killer, dude. He's a legend. And these corrupt psychopaths are like just cancer. And guess what? What happened to him? One fired, one in prison. I mean, it's like evil will make, they make their own bed. And it's every time. It's like it. And so that's why, you know, being patient and just focusing on what you have control over, your raised garden beds, your family, build, you know, people like me and him and a bunch of people, like we've gone through some shit, you know? anger, despair. Like, we know what that tastes like. So when I'm telling you guys this stuff, it's from extreme experience in this. You know, where it's like, I'm really funny. I'm a good dude. I worked hard. I was good to people. And because of my views, and because I wouldn't go with an agenda that is not funny, and it is, making the entire entertainment industry implode, I had to go to like a little town in the middle of nowhere and start again as like a groundsman. And I love being with my brother, but there was some bitterness, man. Like, you don't think that makes you bitter? But like, if you don't build, you can't get out. So what's the point? You just sit around and get mad? You sit around and think, the world's unfair, bitterness. And a lot of you guys have bitterness, and I've seen people not get out of it, and I've seen people be like, must be nice. It's like, how do people not think that I had that? You know? And it's like something I actually cared a lot about. It wasn't just getting fired from a job. It was like my calling, like comedy, writing, my community, people I was in their weddings and stuff. People said I was crazy. They would openly mock me and tried to defame me on social media, you know, kick me off everything, try to make it so I couldn't make a living right after I had a baby. These are people I once trusted. And I'm a comedian, guys. My political correctness wasn't good. And so the only way out is trust in God and build. I'm telling you, that's it. And that's another story I just told you. That's why we're buddies now. I mean, he built his company from the ground up, and now he's crushing. And it's like the dudes that try to make his life hell with blackmail and corruption or whatever, they're gone. You win the moment you decide you can't lose. Right, Kyneton. You lose when you... And the evil people in these places, by the way, they're just covering their own greed and appetites. You know, there are cartoonishly bad people in the world. There are like cartoonish bad guys at the top of some of these pyramids, but most of them are just trying to get money or hide something. That's it. That's where corruption festers. And so the cartoonish bad guys can use these people. That's why corruption will make you like the orcs, like the foot soldiers of evil. You have nothing. You can't say no. And so now looking back at entertainment, I mean, now look at how much it's fallen since I left. Look at how much they don't have an ability. They don't have a P.O. box. They don't have people that care about them. They don't have, you know, their own platforms. They didn't think about any of that because they thought they could just hide. And now, you know, when the ship is too far down, when the rats flee, there isn't as many places to go. Don't take the ticket. Is that Vertek? Yeah, he's a legend. Great story, BB. Way to overcome. Yeah, God, I needed positivity tonight. It shouldn't come from me, though, but I appreciate what you're saying. Seems you found your wings when they thought you were throwing you off a cliff. Keep crushing. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It's like sometimes obstacles are what will allow you to get to the next level. And there's always going to be obstacles. I see them every day now. The more you overcome, the more obstacles you get sometimes. But the best way to get through it is understand the patterns of it. Understand how to keep your ground. You know, no man is your savior. No person. You know, no false idols, stuff like that. Don't demean other people because of your ego. You know, shit like that I've had to work through. It keeps you centered. You know, look what can be taken from you. Look what you need. Look what you can give up, like all that stuff. And then when you're there, you can handle it better. It's just like wearing stronger shoes or something. Amen. Trust in God and build. I'm going through a divorce, and that's where my focus has to be. It has to be. That, dude, every other way is bad. I could have easily become a self-hating drunk, you know, just bitter at Hollywood, angry, you know, a bad husband. Easily. That happens a lot from these Hollywood stories. When they throw you from the horse because you don't comply or something, I could have been me on them billboards. Sometimes people can't see God because they don't look low enough. They don't look at the guy next door, your buddy down the street. There's like, I'll pay you to move some logs. And that's like a trial by fire to get you to the next level of your life. It's like, what do you think you deserve? Do you think you deserve fancies? Do you think you deserve to be given things? Like when you see that you don't deserve, you don't have a right to that shit. You don't have a right to be on a billboard or have a 401k. And when you see that, you build it yourself. And guess what? You can build better shit than what they offer you. They offer you lies. They offer you fake security. Security where you think you're secure. You think you have tenure. And then there's a vote and you're gone and you're back in the street. You know? That's what there is no safety from them, from the lie. You have to submit your will and your, and you have to degrade yourself as low as they tell you to or you're gone. So be humble yourself, because like, if you're humble, you would say, I'd rather be poor. I'd rather be in a box. It's one thing if you don't need to ladle gravy at work, guys. I'm not saying like be an a truth evangelist. I'm just saying when they say to do something that goes completely against how you view the world and is out of bounds of the job and is like, this isn't right. This is bad. Like, do not allow it, because they won't stop. They'll never stop. There's no stop for them until they're dead or in jail. And they do. They implode their appetites. You know? They put themselves in terrible, dangerous positions. You don't think like sex addicts, these like powerful, rich sex addicts, you don't think that they bang the wrong Guatemalan and her boyfriend shows up and stabs them because where they're from, they don't have Twitter. I know a dude that happened to. He was like an owner of a comedy club. What makes it worth it to neglect the truth? Right, but it feels like you're scared. You know, you're like, well, if I don't just go along with it. That's why I don't understand why people don't see how secret societies can work and shit. How like packs can work, where it's like, well, it's a brotherhood, you know. I gotta support these guys, even if it feels wrong. I mean, it's important that we stick together. Like, everybody knows that feeling. There'd be times when I would be capable of that if someone was like, hide this body. That's why I stay away from that shit. Don't compromise your principles. Right. Well, when it's like heavy, you know, it's like, we have so much to be thankful. Yeah. Oh my God, did that happen in Jersey, BB? Yes. Yeah. One of the owners of a comedy club in New York City, rich guy, you know, stabbed to death because he was, I believe, allegedly, he was banging his Guatemalan maid, and her boyfriend is not from a part of the world where you just get sad and post on Facebook. He gutted him. And when you go off the rails into sin, when you go into the underworld, be prepared. The underworld it's for real, man. It's like you can't, if you're chasing appetites and if you're chasing that stuff, there's people that that don't play these SJW rules. You know, if you blackmail the wrong person and try to hold your thumb down the wrong person, there's people that will find a way out. And that's why my recommendation is just stay away from all of that shit. Corruption will corrupt you. There's no way around it. It's intimate. There's intimacy to it. You know, it's like sexual intimacy. You can't, you know, it's like you're connected to it. You can't corrupt someone else. You can't use corruption to hold someone down. If it doesn't, it has to come back to you. There's no way around it. Reap what you sow. I'm really exhausted. Underworld is open 24/7. Right. Could have been Owen Benjamin. I don't know what that means. The digital underworld is the deep web. I'll never be owned. No, but see, this is the thing. Like, real visceral violence and savagery exists in a lot of the world and can exist anywhere when enough corruption's happened and enough people have nothing to lose. You can see it in San Francisco right now. These pretty buildings, this culture, this high society. There's people everywhere just shitting and stabbing and throwing bottles. You know, that's right there. If you give up your logos, your morality, your connection to God, to higher truth, to something more than material, it's right there. It's not far away, guys. Take away someone's food for 48 hours, you'll see exactly what your Facebook means to the world. It doesn't mean shit. What your little Twitter banning means, nothing. And that's not a threat. I'm staying away from that. That's why I'm growing food, community, seeing ahead, planning, not giving in to appetites. Because when you get to that point, when there's no more steps left, that's when things get very, very real. And my recommendation is to just never get close to that. Like, you can't get away with shit. You can't get away with these affairs and these addictions and these things, it's like it will suck you up and you don't know where it's coming. That owner of that comedy club just thinking he's great, just I'm gonna bang the Guatemalan maid like in the pornos. Just gutted. I knew the guy. He's like really rich. Just there's parts of this world and there's people that are like, if you bang my chick, I will gut you. It's like, but I got all this money and I can give you a spot at my club. It's like real world swings back on these fake constructs so hard and so intensely that it'll knock your shoes off. All right, guys, if you want to send me a tip, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 98335, unbearablesmerchandise.com, unauthorized.tv, and don't sweat the Twitter thing. It's a sinking ship. And when the rats jump off, there's not going to be a lot of places to swim. Much love, guys. See you later.